Triple M Aussie, nothing but homegrown rock. And we're going to take you back to our Triple M Oztober Garage session last week. It was Diesel. One amazing performance into your living room. We'll get to that in a moment. But we're back with Nathan from Faker. They've announced that they're re-releasing an old album to streaming. That's online right now, and also a new album to come sometime next year. Do you feel like you put a pause on Faker at the right time?
I don't know if I had a choice. I just, yeah. My little sister had come back from living overseas, doing one of those year visas that you can get after you finish school. And she'd been living in New York and came back, and she could kind of see that I wasn't happy, and the lineup had kept changing, and I was kind of pushing it to do one thing and then another thing. And it just, something about it became really confusing. And I'd always avoided kind of exploring what it might be to live outside of Australia. I'd always kind of put Faker first, and I kind of needed to flip that, I guess. It has been good. It's time to come back to that now.
That's great. It feels like an appropriate time.
It's super gratifying.
So you're saying you've been recording. How'd you like the spark?
There was this record that I was writing called Dingo that I'd kind of abandoned, and I was looking for the pieces to that. And I hadn't spoken to Nick, our bass player, in 5 years. And I just kind of reached out, found out he's in Hong Kong. He's just has, because of the way this year has gone, has time on his hands. And he kind of said, well, do you want to work on something? Do you want to make something together? And I said, yeah, but really only if Paul Berryman can play on it, who played with us for a long time, like on Addicted Romantic and Be the Twilight. And I contacted Paul, and he's in Seattle. And I'd been traveling with my partner and to the middle of the US when COVID happened. We were just like, okay, let's travel, because LA had been shut down. And then we kind of found out that we could get a studio with Paul and get to Seattle. And we spent 2 weeks and tracked 14 songs. And I'm really excited. We can't hear that yet, but yeah. When it comes, I'm really excited about that.
It's pretty interesting being in Seattle as well. I mean, that's just such an iconic music city of America. Particularly in the 90s, obviously, when you think of, you know, okay, Pearl Jam and Mudhoney and even later on Nirvana. And did you feel any of that sort of going on when you got
a little
back?
Bit after I left. After I left, Paul went and did percussion at the drummer from like Primus's studio, and so I missed that. But yeah, apparently he's kind of moving in circles of kind of people who are doing cool stuff. But yeah, Seattle, I actually lived in for like 3 months in 2016. And yeah, it feels like that. I'd ride my bicycle around in the rain because it doesn't stop raining. And you ride past the building, the apartment block in the movie Singles, which was the start of, you'd be having a coffee, and Mike McCready would walk by, and you know, it's very real. Yeah,
you've pretty much knocked over all the Seattle music landmarks, and you know, you got to see sort of one person from Pearl Jam while you're there. So you know, nice work, Nathan. So good to catch up with you, and you look so happy, and we're all damn excited for these releases coming up. So thanks for your time, appreciate it.
Thanks, Becca.
One of the big announcements last week was New Crowded House, and it's just a brilliant song. It sounds like Crowded House the way they should be in 2020. This is Whatever You Want, Crowded House on Triple M Aussie.